commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I missed one of my favorite holiday traditions this year. For the last 5 years, I had attended Wausau Community Theater's open casting production of A Christmas Carol. I love this play, complete with carolers and my friends and neighbors as villagers and extras. But this year, I was on vacation. I was away in New York for my father's 70th birthday during its four-day run. So this holiday, as an alternative, I attended Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater's radio play of It's a Wonderful Life in Stevens Point. I was there Saturday afternoon, and it was delightful. Now, I've watched the movie so many times that I know every word, to the point that I was very aware when the radio play makes edits or substitutes narration for dialogue. It didn't matter. The gift of this play is that I can close my eyes and see a picture-perfect snow-covered downtown Bedford Falls. I can imagine the dingy Bailey Brothers building and loan. My mind pictures the steam engine coming to a stop and Harry Bailey and his new wife getting off their Pullman car, or Mr. Potter's office and George trying his expensive cigar. So much of our entertainment today comes from screen watching, television, internet, movies, our tablets, phones. I've heard psychologists say that this makes our minds fundamentally different, that we've lost some of our ability to imagine. And that may be true. The counterargument is that this radio script has also become a hit in Ireland and England, where almost no one has seen the movie. I'm thankful for the radio, where we tell stories that you see in your mind's eye. And I'm thankful for a very enjoyable radio drama, which means next year I'll have two holiday theater traditions instead of one.